You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you catch it, it's a really weird word, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give the information, asking for the word, blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can barely hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. We're really pleased to be with you. We like to think of ourselves as the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, but we need to do more than one. This needs to be really kind of a group mind mouths, so to speak. But we are eternally grateful to people like Scott Bennett, who came on here on fairly short notice. I contacted him earlier in the week, and I said, Scott, you're just doing too much good work. We got to have you on. And man, did he! I said during the break, he hit more home runs than Babe Ruth, and that's why yours truly simply got out of his way and shut his mouth. And we still didn't cover everything we wanted to. And so you heard we're going to get him back in some form. And, next hour, we're going to be joined by Gary Haven. And we are laying in the first 2 hours here. Virginia Farber's up next. We're going to be laying in these first 2 hours a lot of stuff for me and Gary to get through. And I'm sure Gary's thinking, wow, this just kind of falls right into what we're going to talk about. And it does. But we are really, really blessed to have such great guests here on the Common Sense Show. But that's made possible by our terrific sponsors, starting with Ready Made Resources. My good friend Bob Griswold, who's no stranger to our audience, comes on the show a lot. I call him King Prepper because he is the king of preppers. And when you call Bob, he will not charge you for advice. He'll tell you, hey, this is where you're at with prepping. Okay, this is what you need to do. 1, 2, 3, and 4. A lot of guys charge you. He doesn't. Ready Made Resources, they have everything that you need from water filtration to night vision to communications. Give Bob a call and he'll tell you what you need. But first, check out what they have available at readymaderesources.com. Can't go wrong with them. Also, too, I wanted to mention, you know, we are looking at a situation where, well, I think the walls are closing in on this country on multiple fronts. And if the Calexit movement's not successful, I think all hell's going to break loose in this country sooner rather than later. Do you have your food? Do you have your water, guns, gold, ammo, medicine? We can help you with the food. And I've said this in the first hour. We've reduced the amount that we're offering. We are now down to 4 week supplies that I'm offering. It was $250. It's now $99. And we're doing that because usually 30 days will get you through the initial part of a crisis, and it's affordable for most people, which is our main motivation for having done this. And I would really encourage you, don't sit there and think about it. If you're not prepped, then you need to jump on this. If you are prepped, great. Help me tell other people to get ready. Because you come to my door, I can't help you. I got my own family to take care of. And things are going to get a little crazy, aren't they? They are. And no crazier than what we're going to talk about here in just a minute with our next guest, Virginia Farber. Virginia's been on before, and we've talked about 4G poisoning and 5G and FirstNet, and it just keeps getting worse. The news keeps getting worse. I recently had a conversation with my good friend Pat Wood, and Pat talked about the 5G, crossed over into that, and he talked about the world grid, and oh man. It just never ends. And this is what we're going to get into with Virginia. Virginia is just a private person like me that had a tragic life event involving her son and this phenomena. And she decided to turn lemons into lemonade and turned into a forceful crusader, researcher and disseminator of truth about the electromagnetic poisoning that we're being exposed to. Virginia, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, I have to first say that you are coming to us live from behind enemy territory in what I like to call the People's Republic of Larimer County. And I've had lots of dealings with Laramie County, their officials, their communist UN Agenda 21 practices. And you have been their victim with the smart meter. And I wanted to start this off because I want to let people know they have options. You are actively, well, you're suing over what's happened to you. Let's just start there, and then we'll get into the big stuff.
Well, Dave, I'm in the film called Take Back Your Power, and you can access that by takebackyourpower.net. And like I said, the reason I'm in the film is because of the death of my son. So, and this is a film, it's won all kinds of awards. It was recently released in Germany. And so the city of Fort Collins, where I live, you know, they forced a smart meter on my home, although I had sent in documents that I did not want one on my property and all the reasons why. So last year, I kind of kept it quiet, but I tried to sue the city of Fort Collins on my own. And of course, they threw the case out. But the presiding judge on the case wrote back and basically stated that the city had extensive public outreach for the smart grid. So with that said, last April, I, Dr. David Carpenter from New York, Daphne Tackover, an international attorney, and Kevin Modis out of L.A., we all met down at Colorado Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman's office to talk about 5G and how we wanted to stop it. And she was listening, and there were three other people in the room. I can't remember who it was, but the other was the Colorado Department of Health, one of the reps from there. So as we were sitting there, Daphne mentioned the term smart meter and the smart grid. And they all three looked over at us and said, well, what's that? What's a smart meter? So before the end of the meeting, they were all talking about how they were going to go home and see if they had a smart meter on their house. So this is what they've done. They've kept this stuff completely quiet, and you know, this needs to get out. The public has got to know about the dangers of these meters. So anyway, you know, I'm just trying my hardest. I'm just a person trying to do this on my own. If anybody's listening from Fort Collins, they estimated the smart grid to cost $350 million, and they charged each of us $322 for a meter. Okay, these meters cost no more than $50. So this is how they have robbed us, literally. And these meters, of course, don't last for, you know, they last just a few years. They don't last like the old analog meters do. So there's the other problem. They're going to be constantly depreciated and put back on our homes with new software and that type of stuff. So anyway, but now they're talking about putting it broadband. And they estimate the cost of that, Dave, at $150 million. And if it fails, and I predict that it will, if it fails, they're going to put a lien on every home in the city of Fort Collins to the tune of $17 a month. And I actually heard a woman speak on this, and she said it would cost, or it would take over 300 years to pay that debt back. So, and lately, I was telling Dave this as well, the Fort Collins Light and Power, I've heard they're bust, they're broke. So this is where this is all heading.
Yeah, it's a dangerous time for all, and they're prospering on the demise. Let me come at you, Virginia, with a quote from Goldman Sachs. They were referencing where they're going to invest money. They don't want to invest money in research. They don't want to invest money in a potential cure. They said they were only going to invest in the treatment of symptoms. They said there's no money in the cure. And so we see this mentality here of what you're talking about, because 5G is going to be a lethal, and I mean a bona fide lethal threat to millions of Americans, tens of millions, and they're setting themselves up, the globalists are, to profit on our demise. Do you think I said that accurately, or would you like to modify that a little bit?
No, I'd say that's absolutely perfect how you stated it, because this is where they're at. And this 5G, folks, I'm just trying to give you the warning, because this 5G, in California alone, they're going to deploy over 50,000 cell towers. And every 2 to 10 homes, they're going to deploy this 5G millimeter wave stuff. And it causes cataracts. It can burn your skin. It causes the sweat glands of your body. It will affect. So if you are around any of these towers, make sure that you do not put on aluminum deodorant or deodorant that contains aluminum, because like I said, all this stuff gets attracted to this radiation. So, you know, we need to know. And then I was actually on a conference call, and I haven't looked into this too much, Dave, but Deborah Tavares was on, and she brought up the fact about LIDAR. Have you heard of that yet?
No.
Okay, that is what they're going to have in these driverless cars, and it's a type of radar. But she said, she said that it was 10,000 times stronger than Wi-Fi. So they are deploying this stuff left and right, and of course, you know, they want to get it in as quickly as possible. They have something called rapid deployments now, and the reason for that is because the 1996 Telecom Act. You know, Bill Clinton passed all this stuff. You cannot sue over health effects from this stuff. So this is why they want to get it deployed and put in as quickly as possible, because once this infrastructure is in, it's really hard to get it taken out.
Pat Wood called it a world grid. And I don't know if you've looked at the international part of this, but he basically labels this as technocracy, and you used a little different descriptor terms, but I think you're talking about the same thing. He said that China's really pushing the world grid, and they want the United States to pony up $138 trillion. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, it's the GEIDCO. Look that up, folks. It's GEIDCO. It's the Global Energy Interconnection Development Corporation. Okay, and it was put together by the SGCC, the Smart Grid Corporation of China, and they want to. This is a world grid. They want to get this whole thing in, and this is where my mind goes. I actually found a document, Dave. This is a few months ago, but it was from the UK Parliament, where it actually stated that a hacker can turn your smart meter into a bomb. So, you know, when you're thinking about all this global stuff with China and Russia, I mean, my mind just starts going wild with all this stuff. But this is where we're at with all of it. And this is part of their, you've heard of the Silk Road Initiative. This is the Belt. This is called the Belt and Road Initiative. And that's connect this global grid.
Yeah, and that's what China is really trying to push. But it seems like we're not short on the effort to move this forward as well. Well, let's get into some of the epidemiology that's associated with 5G. We have talked about it before, but it's a good starting point to branch into more recent topics. So this is our baseline. What do we need to be worried about with 5G and human health effects?
Well, Dave, you know, this is the problem. You know, I have people get into arguments with me over, you know, they say, well, wireless, you know, it doesn't heat the tissue. It's not the fact that it heats the tissue. It's the accumulative effect. So the more of it you're around, the more of it you're exposed to, the more damaging it becomes. And it damages your DNA and it damages your cells. And anybody that knows anything about a microwave oven, and you put food into a microwave oven, it changes the structure of your food. So this is what they're going to do with us, basically, and it's really scary, Dave. Google wants to deploy 100,000. This is only one company. 100,000 low orbiting balloons that beam Wi-Fi down to the Earth, and I think this is part of that space fence they talk about.
What exactly is a space fence? And what is it going to be used for?
Well, you know, I started looking into that because the cell tower on the campus is connected to NASA's MOBLIS 4 laser center. And it's a space fence. It's for defense, so that incoming missiles or that type of thing, it's supposed to keep us safe from that stuff. But of course, they never use anything that's, you know, that protects us. It's always, they use it against us. So that's how I kind of look at things now. Unfortunately, that's kind of a negative outlook, but that's just how I look at it.
Well, attack from whom?
That's what I can't figure out with all this globalism. That's why, to me, this globalism will never work. These other countries will use this against us, and I just have nightmares about it. And to think that we could actually have this global grid controlled by China just frightens me to death. And this is all part of the Paris Agreement. So when Trump tried to get us out of, or he got us out of the Paris Agreement, here in Fort Collins, they didn't get out of it, folks. And I know there were several other cities around the U.S. that didn't, but this global grid is through the Paris Agreement.
Well, wait a minute now. I know a little bit of something about the 10th Amendment, separation of powers, federal supremacy. If the president takes you out of a treaty and the Senate doesn't pass by two-thirds and are able to override a presidential veto, there's no treaty. How in the world can a city override the federal government when it comes to a treaty? They have no ability to make a treaty with a foreign country. It's a violation of the Logan Act.
Right. Well, I live in Fort Collins. There's just some, we've got some different people here, Dave. I'm telling you, I watched city council last week and they want to implement carbon taxes now. So, you know, they're talking about this coming down the road. And folks, this is going to be the next thing, that if we don't get this stopped, these carbon taxes, over time, they will not be transferable, meaning, you know, every month you're going to have to pay for everything, your food, your gas, your travel, your energy, your clothing. Everything will be on these carbon cards. And over time, we won't be able to transfer them. So if you don't use them, you can't transfer them to anybody else. And the other thing, too, about them is over time, you will be allowed so many of these carbon credits per month. So, Dave, this will take away what little rights we now have left.
Did I understand you correctly? Do these expire in 30-day increments with no carryover even for the cardholder?
That's the way I'm reading it as to be, so that every month you're going to have a certain amount of carbon credits loaded, and then after that, and eventually, Dave, this is how they're going to get us out of our homes, because most people won't be able to afford the utilities alone, and this is another way how to force you into these smart apartments.
Yeah, there'll be homes for you. There'll be one of two types, the stack and pack mini apartments, 250 to 500 square feet in the center of major urban areas, of which there will be 11, or you can go to a FEMA camp.
Correct.
That's how Correct. I see it. And I like how you said, well, I live in Fort Collins. No, you live in the People's Republic of Larimer County. Okay?
Correct.
I loved Fort Collins growing up. I used to come up for college days when I was in college and shortly after that, and Love the city, just love the recreation there. My wife and I even vacationed there when we came up to visit family. No more. I'm afraid to go into Larimer County. Visual recognition, facial recognition. Yeah, Dave Hodges is not a welcome face in Larimer County. But anyway, let's get back into this idea of the monthly allotment for what you have. This goes hand in hand with the debt enslavement strategy that we see the globalists trying to impose on every nation. Now they're bringing it down to the individual micro level, and they're basically saying you get to live month to month and you get to accumulate nothing. Is that what this is? This is the elimination of all wealth accumulation on the part of the masses?
Yes, that's absolutely what you're talking about. And this is why a lot of our city councils will not, you know, for instance, folks, we have something called the MAX bus system. Dave, you probably don't know about it. It's the bus that goes nowhere. It goes, I think it's 5 miles north to south of the city. And it's just a bus system, and they spent almost $90 million, and the citizens voted it out twice, and they went ahead and they put it in. So this is why, in my view, they're creating all this debt, is so that eventually, the dollar's gone, it's lost, and they're going to force us into these carbon credits.
So this is the motivation behind crashing the economy.
Correct.
Let me guess. See, if I were to advise people without knowing anything else that's coming, I'd say, well, get lots of storable food. Forget what I just said about 4 weeks. You need to throw everything into getting food and water and a way to protect it. And then what they'll do is they'll outlaw outside gardens. They'll outlaw anything that you can do to basically remain independent. Do you know anything about that? Because that's what I think the next move would be.
I think that's exactly what their next move's going to be. It's just, you know, you can kind of, once you start researching a lot of this stuff, you can start catching on really quick as to what's going on. And none of it's good. None of it, you know, they're going to create what's called food sheds. So there's going to have, they're going to have so much food per family that are in these food sheds. And this is all part of it. And this is why they're trying to scoop up all this rural property from people. So, you know, this is where we're going with all of it, Dave. And it just, we're going to lose all of our freedoms and we just cannot allow it to happen. And, you know, the smart meters, the smart grid, all this stuff, the broadband, all the 5G, the FirstNet, all of it is all a huge part of it. And then what my fear is with all this is that we're going to become so ill from all the effects of all this stuff that we're going to be too ill to fight back.
Well, we know that they want, the globalists want depopulation. The quotes are, you know, omnipresent in the media, the independent media. They're all over the net. This is the way of hastening the process without having to go through the risk of a war or a civil war. That's how I see it.
Well, there's a document called the NASA Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Folks, this is the smart meters, all of it, it's underneath this document, and they're all weapons. That's why these 5-millimeter wavelengths are considered the same as the military's active denial system, which is a weapon. So this is why, and smart meters can become bombs. You know, they're a radiation weapon. You know, they cause fires on your homes. They're very, very dangerous, and they know it. And they're all under that title of NASA's Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars.
Wasn't that Deborah Tavares's work that got into that?
Yes. Yeah, yes, and I kept hearing her talk about it, but I wasn't quite figuring it out, but there it is. I figured it all out. So, and that's what they've done. I mean, Dave, if the average person knew what I knew about just all the different grids that are around, and then you add this type of infrastructure on all the rest of it, I mean, we're going to be living in a hellish nightmare is how I look at it.
Well, living would be nice. I think the objective is to shorten the line. I mean, let's go to what I warned about 6-7 years ago. I wrote a 7-part series on the Gulf oil spill and covered the corruption. It was a false flag event. But I also talked about the endemic nature of the proliferation of Corexit into our biosphere. It's in our ecosystem. And I said then, and I wasn't the only one, Dr. Wilma Suber said the same thing when she was finding benzene levels in people's blood, cancer-causing agents 65 times the level of expected. I said, this is going to shorten the lifespan of people in the Gulf significantly. And I looked at what happened with the Exxon Valdez people that used Corexit, and I said, gee, they lost about 25% off their lifespan. So if you look at someone who's going to live to be an average of 80, and they were a child when this happened, they're going to live to their 50s and 60s. This is the slow kill. Now, okay, so there's an example I'm holding out, and everything, by the way, that I said 7 years ago is beginning to come to pass with all the medical reports coming out. So is this an appropriate parallel for what you're talking about with the effects of 5G? Is it going to shorten lifespans, and do you have any figures on what the numerical shortening will be?
Well, Dave, all I can tell you is this was about a year ago. I actually heard an expert tell me that it would take 3 to 4 years before we started seeing the deaths just from the smart meters and the smart grid. And so now we're adding this on top of it. I think this is going to be, like I said, this rapid deployment. I think this is going to be rapid eugenics. I really think that it's going to start affecting people if it hasn't already.
You've never used those terms before. You said to me this afternoon when we briefly chatted, genocide, now you're talking eugenics. I've known you for quite some time, since the Stacey Lynn debacle with the theft of her son, and I've never, ever heard you use those terms before, and now they seem to be part of your lexicon. What's made you shift your vocabulary here?
Well, because, you know, I'm involved in a lot of groups, and we've been fighting the smart meters, and I've told them all along that this is part of a eugenics program. And I was on a program with Barry Trower about a year ago, and he absolutely stated it's a eugenics program.
I think there's no question it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering, okay, so I can look at the Gulf, and I can kind of extrapolate, you know, projected death curves. Is there any studies out there right now that says your exposure to 5G, you've got X percent of succumbing to the effects in X amount of years on average? Are there any numbers out there like that make these
population
predictions?
I haven't heard of any yet, but I will definitely, you know, I'm involved in a lot of groups that try to figure a lot of this stuff out. So, and I have somebody that's a special person that calls and talks to me every once in a while, not very often, but kind of leads me how to look at things. And this is exactly what's going on. But Dave, I really don't think, you know, the smart meters alone, all these smart meters alone, and folks, it's just not the smart meters, it's the infrastructure. Here in Fort Collins, every major intersection and every arterial street has these collector units, and each of those transmits 125 square miles of pulsed radiation. So there you're getting that. I mean, it's a constant, and it's just tearing at your DNA and your cells. And you cannot escape it. You literally cannot escape this anymore. So this is why 5G has just heightened the factor 1,000 times. I mean, it's just, you know, Dave, I mean, I've had this happen to my own child, and I know what this stuff does to a person, and I just want to save lives. And, you know, it's all so that people can supposedly download, I don't have a cell phone, but to download movies or something, you know, a few seconds quicker. I mean, do we really need this? And they've got us where they want us because we're all addicted to this stuff. And, you know, I've had so many people say, I'd rather die than get rid of my cell phone. So I say that, you know, I said, well, death by cell phone it shall be, or death by smart meter it shall be. So, and people just don't quite understand it. But the smart meters alone are heating the atmosphere around us. And they're going to, you know, this is affecting our, you know, bee population, and it creates illnesses within the bees. It makes any type of pathogen or any kind of illness much, much worse. So, you know, people that get colds, well, they will last longer. I actually went to the doctor last week, and I tried to avoid the doctor at all costs, but I did go in. The first question they asked me was, did you get a flu shot? Well, Dr. Sam Milham announced this last summer, Dave, that the flu is now a year-round ordeal because people cannot fight this stuff off anymore, and this is part of the reason.
Yeah, I totally agree. I had to go to an urgent care facility sometime back, about a year and a half ago back, and the doctor said, a smart young man like you undoubtedly takes his flu shot. And I said, the reason I'm smart is because I don't take it. And he said, why not? And I said, what are you catching, about 50%, 40% if you're lucky, of last year's virus? The mutation effect renders this ineffective. Forget the squalene and all the bad health effects. He goes, oh, are you one of those conspiracy theorists? I said, no, but I can read an epidemiology report, and I know how much of the virus in last year. You can't predict the future. You can't do that, and that's why you're selling voodoo. Okay, thank you for your thoughts, sir. that's the denial a lot of doctors will give you, but here I'm hitting them with their own data. That's their own data that says that they can only capture about 40%, and that's on a good day.
Right. Plus, so, and they're full of mercury, and, you know, heavy metals are attracted to all this radiation. So, you know, there again, you know, it's a perfect storm. I call it the perfect storm. They're hitting us from every angle, and one way or another, they're going to get us if they can get away with it. So, you know, but my whole thing is I try to tell people, do not buy a smartphone or any of these expensive phones where you can get all the data and all that stuff. If you have to have one, get a flip phone. But I've actually heard from some people that those are getting harder and harder to purchase, and the 2G and 3G phones are almost impossible to buy now because they don't want them available.
No, they don't want the small caliber bullet. They want the exploding bullet. That's why you can't get the flip phones. But I really find it interesting that we're talking about the expansion of radiation in our immediate environment as a cause for our future demise, you know, prematurely. But let's look at Fukushima, and I don't want to go there as a topic, but there's a parallel. A lot of people suspect Fukushima was a false flag. I haven't looked at it enough to know. Let's put it this way. Kennedy's assassination was a conspiracy. I can prove that. I can't prove the false flag part about Fukushima, but let me tell you what you can prove. You can prove that the Obama administration tried to cover up the effects by upping the amount of radiation that's acceptable for a human being to be exposed to without side effects, and scientists were saying, that's a bunch of crap, Obama, this is wrong, and then they just stopped measuring altogether. And then we see the catastrophe, the Holocaust that's going on in the Pacific Ocean. It seems like a general overall plot to kill us with radiation.
Right. Well, it is. And, you know, and folks, I mean, even these transmitters, I've been researching it's called the Network of Networks. It's called MesoWest. And I help a researcher out of Ireland that Dave knows. And lo and behold, they've got this MesoWest a network in Ireland. So they're all over the globe, and these are for NASA's climate research from the ground up is what they call it. But like I said, so you've got, you know, this is just another network of many, many, many networks that are all connected together. And these are, they actually have these dotted all over the ocean on buoys and types of things. So this stuff, and they've got connections in the oceans. So, you know, they've got all kinds, this stuff, this is how they get, this is why they can call this a global grid now. They have to have ways to transmit it from one country to another. And so they've got connections, and they've got this out in the ocean. They've got, literally there's nowhere to run and there's no place to hide.
Wow, that's so upsetting. That there is no way to get away from this.
Right.
I'm wondering about this. I know a person who is involved in my property rights fight. Good guy. Smart guy. This person has a relative that does DHS contracting. And starting back, oh gosh, I don't know, 8-9 years ago, he was closing up entrances to subterranean places, tunnels, that the elite have built to escape when things get too bad. And I've heard for years that the entrances to these places are really inconspicuous and obscure. You could descend down a water well shaft. You can go in through a cave or some other opening that's been created. Well, those were being closed up by DHS. And the reason this person knew, because the work is highly compartmentalized, so no one really knows what they're doing, is he did different parts of the job and was able to figure it out. That suggests to me, Virginia, that this stuff is really close. They know what they're doing, and they're still purposely exposing us to these deadly threats. And as proof of that, let's talk about the Qualcomm family. Tell the audience what you know about them.
Well, I've got a friend that lives in San Diego that knows the Qualcomm, or knows of them, and she told me personally that the Qualcomm family, now they're big into all this stuff, that they have their whole house sheathed in copper. So, you know, these elitists, they know that this stuff's dangerous. This is why, you know, I think about these underground bunkers that they've built, you know. I mean, what a perfect place, because actually the earth, this is why earth-sheltered homes are actually really good if you can afford one, because these are a natural buffer to this stuff. So, you know, this is, you know, and of course they've all got these underground cities and stuff, and of course, They're gonna, while it's being destroyed up above, they're gonna be able to live, you know, quite well underneath the ground.
Wow. And then they're preparing their medical infrastructure to handle massive amounts more of cancer. I understand that cancer treatment centers are exploding around the country, and you're seeing that in your home area as well. Is that correct?
Yes, and I mentioned this the last time I was on, and I've actually had people call me from other parts of the country saying the same thing is happening in their areas. We lost another restaurant last week, actually, here in Fort Collins, but we've got all these brand new medical facilities everywhere, and to me, they're just gearing up for all this. Last week, it was announced that in the UK, the brain tumors have doubled from cell phone usage. And also last week it was announced that since the year 2000, the autism rates have almost doubled. So this is where we're at, folks. This stuff is, they're going to kill us with this, but we've got to take control of this and stop it when we can. And if we quit buying this stuff, then we don't need it. And, you know, everything I have, Dave, is hardwired. And I've got corded landline phones. I don't have a cell phone. And I think people, you know, you do go through withdrawal from them. I will admit. Now, I've done this. I did this 10 years ago. But, you know, it can be done, and as of today, I don't even think about it. I don't even care if I'm in a position where I really need one. I don't even think about it as something that I could use if, you know, if I really needed one. I just make sure that I can get to another, landline phone somewhere. Or, you know, I've heard people, you know, get a flip phone and take down people's numbers and make it to your home phone and use a corded landline and call the people back if you can. So, you know, it's all going to be up to us to change this around. But this 5G just takes it to a complete another level, and people don't understand. There's a company, and this is just, it was just announced too. It's called the NTT Docomo, and it's out of Japan, and they've developed a 5G base station which is designed to be buried in the ground to support deployments in areas where there's a shortage of space. And it says that this is an article I'm reading from. It says NTT Docomo's new 5G base stations will adjust the intensity and direction of the radio waves in order not to affect pedestrians, according to the reports. So when they make statements like that, will not affect pedestrians, what does that mean? They know that they're going to do something to harm somebody. That's where we've gone with all this.
That's a strange phrase. Will not pose a threat to pedestrians?
Yeah, it says will not affect pedestrians.
Now, let's talk about some of the key players here. You mentioned to me in our conversation this afternoon a UN document, and that UN document in part can be traced back to an American in Oklahoma City. Let's talk about that document and what it entails and how it's actually being carried out right here in the country.
Well, I found this document, and I was telling Dave that I need to be careful because it didn't really have any references on it, but it was signed by a gentleman by the name of John Stoltz. But it was a four-page directive how they wanted to put kids in the United States into concentration camps, and or not concentration camps, the parents would be, and the kids would be in education camps. They were going to change all the police vehicles and that type of thing to the blue and white color versus the black and white like they are right now, and just how they were going to change.
You mean
they're
putting them into? Let me stop you there. Did they mention why and what the logos will be?
They didn't really say. It was just going to have a UN logo on them.
Okay, there you go. That's what I was getting to. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's a 4-page document. I don't have it in front of me, but it just basically states what they are preparing to do to the American people. And so anyway, without these references, I started to research John Stoltz, a gentleman by the name of John Stoltz. And there's a John Stoltz Telecom out of Oklahoma. And I started reading his biography, his corporate biography, and boy, if that doesn't tell you everything, he's worked for the United Nations, he's worked for APCO International, and there's actually an APCO World Congress. Now, Dave, APCO World Congress is who is pushing this FirstNet for emergency responders.
Okay, so all the roads are coming back to Rome.
Correct. And this is the other reason I want to tell people that this 5G, if you live in the rural areas, that's their target. They want to have full coverage of all the rural areas with this FirstNet. Okay? And so, and my whole thing is I was telling Dave, I went and I met with Poudre Fire Authority, the heads of it. This is our local, firefighters. And I'd gone to several of the stations passing out information because all these firefighters have cell towers either right next to them or on top of the stations. So I've been trying to talk to these kids, and I said, you're going to have to gather steam together. I can't do it by myself. But I met with Poudre Fire Authority last week, and I had taken a picture of the cell tower that affected my son on the campus at SDSU, and all the tree foliage on all the tops of the trees were completely dead. I mean, they were brown. And then underneath, the foliage underneath, it was green and lush. And this hit several of the trees just right in this one area. So, because it had line of sight transmissions. So anyway, I took that picture and I said, I want you guys to think about this. They're going to deploy these really high-powered cell towers, and they're called TETRA. And I can't remember what it stands for, Dave, but TETRA is out of the UK, and it's used for the police and emergency services. And I kept telling people here, I said, it's here in the United States. No, they'll never allow it in the United States. Well, guess what, Dave? It was here in 2012. So I had a couple people apologize to me. But this is the TETRA system is what this FirstNet is going to be about, and these are really, really high-powered cell towers. So anyway, my mind goes to the fact that here in Colorado we have hundreds of thousands of acres of dead beetle kill trees. So with all these treetops that are dead, you know, these cell towers will cause crown fires, where the fires will jump from the crowns of the trees. And these are really, really dangerous fires to fight to begin with. And they're very, very difficult to fight. So, you know, this is the other reason we can't allow these to be put in. And then just to think about the animals, the wildlife that's going to be affected, just it's insane. We're beyond insanity now.
Well, no, there's nothing sane about genocide.
Right.
There's nothing sane about it whatsoever. I was just looking at the background of Stoltz, a UN player in an extremely big way.
Yes.
And this is going to warrant
his corporate biography, I tried to send it to somebody a while back, and it's missing. It was missing off I looked and looked on the computer again and could not find it.
That's suspicious in itself, because what he's involved in, he doesn't want to leave the paper trail that makes it easy to find what he's up to.
Right, right.
That's really, really clear to me. Wow. I mean, we've come kind of full circle now. So what is it, when we talk to our audience tonight, I mean, they've been bombarded with fact after fact after fact. What do you really want them to know in a condensed fashion?
I want them to know that they don't have to sit here and take it. You can go to your city councils. You can get hold of your representatives. This stuff just isn't going to go away on its own. you know, there's a lot of money behind this stuff, Dave. I believe it was in Michigan, they found out there was a kind of a slush fund of $20 million for some of the reps and the politicians that they could take out of this till to push the smart grid. So, you know, they're all being enticed with money and power and everything else, and, you know, it's got to stop. At some point, it's got to stop because it's going to affect everybody. And this is the other reason I keep hammering in about, you know, all these kids are being on depression medications, and it's from this wireless radiation. And they're going and they're being put on antidepressants, Dave. And I can tell you right now, in the near future, if you've been on any kind of antidepressant, you will not be able to own a firearm.
Mm-hmm. Let me give you a spook interpretation of what we're facing and see if you think this is credible at all from what you know. One of the spooks behind the scenes, and I have to be extremely guarded about what I say, but this person told me that the chemtrails contain nanocytes that remain basically dormant in your immune system, and there's many purposes for the chemtrails, this person said, but this is one of them. But when integrated with exposure to certain frequencies, like 5G, it crushes the immune system. Do you know anything about this?
I've heard about it, and yes, I do believe that, Dave. That's why it's really important for people to watch that film, Take Back Your Power. They actually show slides of blood cells in your body and how these blood cells, when they get affected by these smart meters, they clump together. And once you get away from the smart meter, the cells start floating freely again, like they're normal again. Well, these smart meters, this is why people, I'm hearing from people all over the place. You know, if you've got high blood pressure, this is making people's blood pressure go through the roof, and it's creating all kinds of heart problems. I can guarantee there's already been heart attacks all over from this stuff. And, you know, it's needless. And it's about educating the people around us and getting them to understand what's going on with their bodies. But this stuff, and it like I said, it tears at your cells and your DNA, and it does so rapidly. But, you know, we're sitting in this electrosmog all day long, all night long, and it actually probably gets worse at night because they do what's called data dumping, and they actually turn the power up on these meters. So this is the other thing to be worried about. And, you know, we just have to tell our neighbors. And, you know, here locally, there's quite a few people that are starting to become educated on it and are willing to speak out. But, you know, for the most part, Dave, people just don't want to, they just don't want to believe it.
Well, you had an audience with the Colorado Attorney General. And so I'm thinking, wow, gee, we're going to make inroads here. Tell the listening audience what happened.
Well, that's what I thought, too. Daphne Tackover, she's an international attorney, and she has a website that is really good if people want to know. It's called wearetheevidence.org, and if you want to get on there and you're not feeling well or something, you might try and contact her. She gave Cynthia Kaufman, this is a Colorado Attorney General, gave her a 400-page binder of documents and everything there is about the dangers of wireless and how it's affecting our health and everything else. And like I said before, the end of the conversation, and Cynthia Kaufman did say she was a prolific reader, and so I was hoping that she was really going to read through it. And she sounded like Kevin Modis the whole time kept saying, are you going to join with us? Will you help us? She said, well, let me look it over. And not only did she not go for it, she now advocates for all this stuff.
Be interested to see if the good attorney general got a bump in her campaign donations.
Correct. Well, yeah. Hopefully she won't get elected, but I'm telling you, Dave, it just, you know, Colorado's just a different beast of its own. I mean, it's, you know, we've had people from California and all these other places, Illinois, that have all moved here, and, you know, they move here and they vote the same, and that's the problem. So, you know, the problems that are created in California, they've all come here, and they are, I think, here to stay.
Well, they've been there first. Fort Collins is called the jewel of the Ickley Empire in reference to Agenda 21 philosophy.
Yes.
So that's, you know, it's one of the primary players, and this is all part of Agenda 21, pushing people into stacking packs. I don't know if you have awareness of this or not, just curious. America2050.org, they talk about 11, and by the way, the man that created the website, I should mention this, was Obama's first community service advisor, also served as a consultant to the president, and some of his Agenda 21 policies are in effect in places like Minneapolis and St. Paul. But he shows 11 mega centers, each with a population in the United States of about 6 million people. That adds up to 66 million. Where the hell are the other 90%? Are you aware of this?
Well,
America2050.org?
By 2050, probably 90% of us won't be alive. That's my... If we don't get this turned around, and Dave, by the way, turned around quickly, I predict that they probably are right with all this stuff. I mean, all this green energy they talk about, it's not safe. It's actually deadly. It's not reliable. And it costs a fortune. And, you know, and it's not secure. And, you know, even the solar farms create what's called heat islands. You know, if the birds fly over them, they fry. I talked to a gentleman up in Canada that lives near a windmill farm, and these create dirty electricity, ground current. And some of the Indian tribes up in Canada, so many of their tribe members have become so ill from these, from the electromagnetics coming off of all this, that they're willing to sell their sacred land. So this is another reason how they're getting people from off the rural lands into the town centers. They know exactly what they're doing.
Scary, scary, scary. That's all I got to say. It's, I mean, if I would have heard what we've talked about, say 10 years ago, I would have said chlorpromazine, little confinement, rubber room, and maybe in 30 days you can venture out, and maybe in 6 months you'll be doing better. Probably have an acute episode of schizophrenia. That's what I would have said 10 years ago. The problem is I've seen the documentation for probably about 75% of what you presented tonight. I mean, I'm aware of it. It's frightening, and I don't know what can be done to stop it. Because they'll just grease the next politician.
Correct. You know, I never wanted to get into this. I actually had a neurosurgeon that was willing to say that it was my son's brain tumor was from his cell phone, and that's why I started researching cell phones. And lo and behold, one day, about 9 months after my son had passed, I found out about this brain cancer cluster on the campus. And of course I started, and this particular cell tower, folks, was not on antennasearch.com.
So we're going to have to leave this as a cliffhanger. Virginia, I'm sorry.
Okay.
This has snuck up on us. Listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do some follow-ups. I want you to make a list of all the things we didn't talk about. And
okay,
we'll do a pre-record, okay? But right now,
okay,
I got to scoot. Virginia Farver, you're the best. You really are.
Well,
I
thank
so
you,
appreciate
Dave, for
you
having me on, and maybe we'll have some better news next time.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Dave.
We'll be back in hour number three with my friend Gary Haven. And, man, we've given him a lot of material to digest, plus what he's bringing to the table.